We will call the May 6, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. At this time, I have no amendments to the agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Minutes. We had the minutes of February 28th and April 29th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council?
I've had some correspondence, email back and forth about an important issue for my district, and that is school board elections next Tuesday. And I hope folks will get involved. They have a lot of candidates for the position at large on Cape Hennepin School District. That's one of the best things you can do for your town and your county, is to elect a good person to the school board. That's all.
Anything else from council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First order of business today is a presentation on the Sussex Senior Transportation Cooperative. We're joined by Mrs. Nancy Feichtel, who will give us that presentation. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Why technology? Again, thank you for letting me come. My name is Nancy Feichtel. And even please do not be deceived by the name Feichtel. I am a local. I married a Feichtel. That's a very complicating name. I'm a local, and the reason I am telling you that I'm a lifelong local, because I want to tell you a backstory of how this all occurred. The backstory is that I was raised in Dagsboro, Millsboro area. And my parents lived to almost 90 years old. And when they were in their late 70s, we discovered they were building a house across the street from us. Not invited to do so, but they did it anyway. And they were smart to have done that, because they knew to get to places when you lived in west of Rehoboth on 26, you were going to need somebody to drive you when you got old. And it worked beautifully. So I loved the model. And I would chat with my mom and stuff, take her to the doctor and stuff like that. And then I grew up, and my two children, one moved to Annapolis and one moved to San Francisco. So I knew I wasn't going to have any help. Also, what I knew is I had been a school principal for a long time. I knew all the back roads, because I knew the bus routes for all the districts. I knew all the back roads and that kind of thing, and I knew how intricate it was in Sussex County. And I was always interested in demographics, because along the way, I always kept track of the population trends in Sussex County. I always attended the Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow conference and had a lot of conferences with Ed Simon, who did all the population statistics and that kind of thing. So I kept wondering, what are we going to do with the baby boomers, of which I am one? Now you know exactly how old I am. I'm the first of the baby boomers. So that's the backstory. And I was wondering, how am I going to get around as the years come on? And I had gone to high school with George Bunting. George and I, he would say, oh, we're fine, you know, paratransit and Del Dot and DART, they'll take care of you. And I said, but I don't think DART comes out and Lakeview Estates west of Millsboro and that kind of thing. And I was a little perseverating about it. Okay. And so I started doing research on transportation, ways people get around, and I found such a thing as a senior transportation cooperative. But at that time, about 8 years ago when I started thinking about it, it was only in cities. Three things happened in a row in 2013 that made me rethink and really get involved. And in my wildest dreams, never thought I'd get involved in transportation. But three things occurred. The first thing occurred as I was reading my art magazine. I opened an article and it said, need a ride? and it recommended ITN America, which is in 29 states, and it is a senior transportation co-op that is self-sufficient. It doesn't depend, once it's operational, on any government money at all, and I will explain that in a minute. And I got on the internet, and I got into webinars and learned about ITN America. At that exact same time, several things happened. One of them was the Institute for Public Policy at the University of Delaware did a study. And in their study, they found out the following startling statistics. By 2030, Sussex County will likely experience the largest percentage increase of seniors and incur rapid growth in the number of older, that is, 85 and above, seniors. They had been, by the way, the Institute of Public Policy had been commissioned for a study by the General Assembly to find out what was happening. This graph is a tell-all graph. This graph shows that in Sussex County in 2010, there were approximately 41,000 seniors, 65 and above. By 2020, there will be 62,000 seniors, 65 and above. And by 2030, there will be 80,000 seniors, 65 and above, and the largest cohort within the senior group is 85 and above. And they found many things in this study about the population increase of elders. As it says in from this study from the University of Delaware, the number of 65 plus Sussex County is expected to reach 80,000, nearly twice the number is in 2010. 30% of Sussex County residents will be 65, compared with 22% statewide. Now, let me tell you, the projection nationally is that from 19 to 23% in most states is the elder population, 19 to 23%. As a state, Delaware is on the high end of the nation. As a state, Delaware is going to have 23%, but Sussex County is going to have 30% that are above 65. And the last dot, the number of 85-plus senior Sussex Countyans will increase drastically from about 4,200 to over 12,000, nearly a threefold increase from 2010 to 2030 will be a threefold increase. They, in their study, also referred to a lot of national studies. And the national studies are that the majority of seniors want to remain at home for as long as possible. And that to go to a nursing home, the average private room in a nursing home costs approximately $230 per day or $7,000 per month. They also found, and it's not up here, they found that longevity is greatly increasing in this country. We know statistically, by the way, now, if you have lived to 65 now, you now have a 90% chance to live to 90. Longevity is increasing. So if you go into a nursing home too early, you probably don't have enough money for as long as you're going to last. So most people will have to age in place. And that the biggest factor, the reliable, affordable public transportation, is a major factor in the ability to stay in the home. At that same time that report came out, and I had read the ARP article, the third event happened. I started going to hearings about the cutbacks that are occurring with DART, paratransit, and all those kinds of things, and that services that had been available, which were limited to begin with, are decreasing. What we are asking for is we are asking to be an affiliate pilot program to ITNA America. That's called Independent Transportation Nation America. Sometimes on the internet it's referred to ITN everywhere because it's the only transportation cooperative that is now serving rural areas. In fact, there's one of the cooperatives around Sarasota, Florida, that has a transportation cooperative that uses golf carts or a car. You may be picked up either way.
The villages.
Here's why we would not be reinventing the wheel. We would be adjoining a national affiliate that has been in business for 20 years and is in 29 states and was recently recognized by, in fact, the third Kismet moment I had, fourth Kismet moment I had, was when I turned on C-SPAN and Catherine Freud, who started this, was being recognized by Congress for being ahead of her time. If you become an affiliate, they have continual staff support and training. They have a proven business plan and model, budget models and consulting. But the big thing they have is they have the software and the clouds to keep track of who has joined the co-op, who's going where. They would GPS each road in our area so that we know if we're picking up Margaret, that she lives in the third house here, and here's what the picture of the house looks like, and that kind of thing. They have all of that and the cloud to serve it in. They provide the website, all the email managements, and all that kind of thing. But the other important thing, it's an inclusion in a national corporate sponsorship and grants programs. They have, if you're an affiliate with them, this is just one for example, they have an arrangement with something called Rides for Sight, and that is a pharmacy company, Regeneron, who makes macular degeneration medication, supports these so that you will be taking people who are going for treatment to their, and they give you grants and that kind of thing. They're affiliated with many of these other companies. There is membership reciprocity. In other words, if you join and you decide to move to California or Mississippi or Nashville or Florida or whatever, you can take your miles with you and your membership with you. And they have all the marketing. We are not a startup business. This is not a typical startup. We are asking to affiliate with a standard, well-monitored nonprofit. The way it would work, for a lifetime membership of approximately $25, there would be members, and a member account would set up a transportation account, and you can take them anywhere 24/7, and the most frequent use of miles is to medical appointments. 40% of miles are to medical appointments. 22% are to grocery stores. Then it goes down, and I thought the cutest one is about 1% are to professional services, most of which is taking your dog to the vet. I thought that was cute. But we could take you anywhere, and you're driven for $1 a mile to go wherever you want to go, a cost of approximately $1 a mile. We would have hubs, because Sussex County is so spread out, it would all be one organization, but we would have approximately, we're guessing, about 8 hubs. And if you were a volunteer driver and you lived in the Lewis area, you wouldn't be asked to go pick up somebody in Millsboro. It would be a Millsboro, it would be a beginning of the trip hub is where you would do your driving. But we would have several hubs in the state, a county. Here's some interesting sidebar information. The average age of the rider for these national associations with ITN is 79.76 years. The average length of the ride is about 5 miles one way. We're guessing in Sussex it will be almost 6 or 7 miles but we're that's what is averaged nationally. The cool thing about this and other volunteer programs don't have is that if you are a driver, a member and a driver, and by the way, you'd be vetted to be a driver. We're not going to send a 98-year-old ex-alcoholic out to pick you up. You're vetted to be a driver. When you drive people, you are credited a mile for wherever you drive as a volunteer, and you can accumulate your miles so that when you can no longer drive, you can be carried by somebody anywhere 24/7 for the rest of your life. You can also, believe it or not, you can move those miles anywhere. If you've collected 50,000 miles and you drop dead, you could have in your will who inherits your miles. You can gift them to people. You can also, there are a lot of people who accumulate miles unusual ways. There will be husbands and wives in some places who both join. And so one of them claims that he's driving the other one and he pays a dollar a mile. One of them pays a dollar a mile to get to the co-op to get there. And they're banking miles in the meantime so that when they want to go to the airport, that nobody pays. So they bank these miles and it's all fine. And the most typical driving scenario would be, for example, I drive my neighbor Helen to get chemotherapy. And she's always trying to give me a $5 bill for my gas. And I don't wait for her, I just go pick her up later. But the typical ride is you're driving your neighbor, but Helen wouldn't feel that she owed me money because she's paying her own way. There's dignity in that. And I'm gaining from it. So that's the beauty of it. There is also in place several programs that we would have to launch. They are, for instance, one of them is Ride to Shop. Ride to Shop, you deal, and we've already done the research on the most ubiquitous grocery store in Sussex County, happens to be Food Lion. But the other one that may offer us concierge service would be this. The Giant Store is talking to us about this. That if you went to if you're a member of the co-op and you went to the Giant Store, you would have called in most of your order and it's there ready for you. And then you go around the store and just pick up the items, your own meats and stuff like that. And then with their gas bonus points, they would be gifted to the co-op. And so there's all these coupon kinds of things and relationships with stores. There's also the medical associations usually fund benevolence funds for people who are in poverty so that they get a reduced rate per mile. We would interface, and by the way, I've met with lots of people. Ron Gray can tell you. He's heard this dog and pony show before. lots of people, and I've met with lots of organizations, like CHEER was very receptive. We can't be a member of CHEER because we have to have our own board in order to affiliate with a national association. But even Arlene Littleton said, oh, I hope you get this because when I retire, I don't know who's going to carry me around. I hope you get this kind of thing. And with civic and community organizations, other senior living places, we can work with them. For example, here's a thing that most people don't know. You must, when you live at a place like Cadbury or something, and in order to go to a show or to go to the Apple Scrapple Festival or whatever, you have to have a critical mass. You have to have at least 8 to 10 people for them to send the bus. If you don't have a critical mass, you can't go to that. And so therefore, even if you're in assisted living and you're a member of the co-op, then you can have a personal trip to things that you want to go to. Oops, wrong button. Sorry. We have a multi-year phased-in budget. We will get revenue from membership and services. We wouldn't be generating money from membership and services until the second half. We have to market it the first half of the year. the second half, after we've gotten list of interested riders and things, we would be getting revenue from there. We're asking for public funds, grants, and private gift philanthropy and corporate sponsors. We have applied for a nonprofit status, and they're so backlogged, we haven't been able to expedite it, but thank goodness for the Delaware Community Foundation. They came in, and Bill Allen said, look, this is so good, we're going to take you on under our nonprofit status, and we will be your fiscal agent so that you can accept money until the IRS catches up with getting your forms. We are researching all kinds of technical support and how this would work. By the way, I don't want to forget something. This is an item I always forget. One of the big programs that they offer, ITN America, is if you get to an age where you decide, I'm not going to drive anymore, but I'll gift you my car. There's a car gifting to this. We don't have to handle. ITN handles it for the Kelley Blue Book value. And if you gift your car and it's worth $10,000 or $6,000, you get 10,000 miles of free riding or not. And said one of the biggest sources of revenue, because almost every little meeting, I've been to art meetings, I've been to all kinds of community meetings, the first question people ask me is like, how can I know that, you know, I'm going to have enough money to do this? And I keep forgetting to say, just gift your car when you quit driving, and you'll have enough miles forever. But that's a main service and a source of revenue. We're asking a lot of people, and what we're requesting from you, and I know this is a big ask, but I'm nervy, and I want this to happen. I would like for the board to consider the affiliation fee, which is $35,000, and so we could affiliate immediately. I also add to my plea here, that once we're up and running, we will cost the government nothing. It is totally self-sufficient after you're up and running. To be totally honest, we need affiliation fee. We're working at raising, and we have some very strong promises. We're working at raising the money we will need to open an office. Like Nick Verrata called and said, I have an office that used to be my studio, and I'll give it to you for next to nothing if you pay the electric bill. And a few things like that. We need an office. We need to set up. We need to be out there to meetings and marketing. We need to run off papers. We need the website going and all that kind of stuff, and eventually to hire some dispatchers and an executive director. But that is our request. And again, are there any questions or anything?
How long have you been working on this?
Well, in my heart, I've been working on it for about 4 years. But I've really been, I was delayed by some major heart surgery but a few months ago. But I have been working on it nonstop for a year. And I'm feeling, this is again a plea from me, I'm feeling that now is the time. Because if this concept lingers out there and we don't get started, we are not ahead of the curve. If we have it in place, and when the population here is, the big population increase of seniors is going to happen, there's a comfort to that. There is a comfort to all of us. So again, thank you for your time. Again, is there any question I can ask?
Any question of council?
Right now.
Okay. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. It is now 10:30, so we're going to jump down the agenda to our 10:30 public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for our 10:30 a.m. public hearing on Valiant expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. There will be a brief presentation by John Ashman. After his presentation, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. Then after that, the public will have an opportunity to comment. If you do comment, please come to the speaker stand, the podium, give your name and address, and there is a sign-in sheet. Please fill in your name and the address, And then after that is concluded, the council can act on it. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. I appeared before you on March 25th to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel. We received a letter requesting that the single parcel, tax map parcel 433-6.11-6.0, along Honolulu Road be considered for annexation into the Dagsboro-Frankford Sewer District. The developer would like to begin development planning process for single-family homes on the parcel. The parcel is currently served with a 6-inch lateral, which was installed in 1992 as part of another project. This lateral would be insufficient for development and would be addressed at the time of the concept plan approval. The parcel consists of 15.66 acres, more or less, and the developer will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,800 per EDU based on rates from July 1st, 2013 to June 24th. The parcel and surrounding areas were posted according to state law for the public hearing. To date, we have heard no comments in support or in opposition for the expansion.
Are there any questions from County Council? Seeing none, do you have any other information to add?
I do not.
Okay, is there any member of the public here today that would like to comment on this matter? Is there any member of the comment that would like to comment on this matter? Seeing none, it's the pleasure of the council. Do you have a motion?
We can close public hearing.
Yes, we can close the public hearing.
Close public comment. Mm-hmm. That's okay with council. And if you have a motion.
Mr. Moore has a copy of the resolution if you'd like him to read the short title.
Okay. I think. Let me find that here. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to include a parcel of land situated along County Road 356, Honolulu Road, east of the town of Frankford, being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure of council.
Who moved?
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll now move back on the agenda. Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
Thank you. Has the County Administrator's report been passed down?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start with Jimtown.
The County Administrator report for May 6, 2014, item number one. As reported on April 8th, the County and First State Community Action are facilitating the outreach efforts involving the Coastal Club development and the Jimtown community. The efforts focus on ensuring the Jimtown residents are aware of the improvements required by Ordinance Number 1770, including sidewalks, streetlights, as well as sewer and water lines. Notifications are being mailed to all residents and/or property owners of the Jimtown community. The mailing also includes a detailed fact sheet and ballot for residents to vote to determine if they choose to have sidewalks and/or streetlights. First State Community Action has scheduled a community meeting for the residents on Tuesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. at the Belltown United Methodist Church in Five Points. The meeting is open to the public, and any interested citizen as well as residents are encouraged to attend. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Millville by the Sea, subphase 2B-2 North, model homes, four lot expansion and seagrass plantation, revision two, phase five, received substantial completion effective April 29th and May 1, respectively. And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Deaver.
I don't know where Belltown United Methodist Church is. Is that, where is that?
That is the church situated right at the point where Route 9.
Was it for sale?
Land near it was for sale.
I'm not certain if that, but it's right at the light, mm-hmm. at the Tom Best light,
okay.
at where Route 9 mm-hmm. and Robinsonville Road mm-hmm. come mm-hmm. to that stop area.
Good place. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item I have on the agenda is just a housekeeping item. I want to close a couple of our checking accounts that have no activity, and M&T's last record is Ms. Webb's signature, so they just need to change it to mine. So the motion is, be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve M&T's Treasury Management Resolution to allow Michael H. Vincent, President, or Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, to act on Sussex County's behalf when conducting business with M&T.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
The next one is a pension committee member recommendation. I am sad to report that Ms. Linda Messick from Community Bank has resigned from the pension committee due to other commitments. Ms. Messick's term is set to expire January 2016. I would like to recommend Ms. Kathleen Ryan to complete Ms. Messick's term. The pension committee consists of the county administrator, finance director, human resource director, one employee, one pensioner, and two community members. Ms. Ryan is a certified financial planner and is the president of KMR Financial Network in Georgetown. She has nonprofit experience by previously serving on Nanticoke Hospital's finance committee. She comes highly recommended by Ms. Messick. I gave you a copy of her bio. Her strong investment background with experience in providing retirement planning services to the business community will make her a great asset to the county's pension committee.
Have a motion?
Sure do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve Ms. Kathleen Ryan to serve on the Sussex County Pension Committee with a term ending January 2016.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
I have a question. Is
Mrs.
she
Deaver?
Here?
She is here.
She's here?
I have no idea.
Did you want to hear from her? I thought that might be the one.
Do you want to hear from her?
Just a few words I'd like to.
Certainly.
If you don't mind.
Please come on down. Mrs. Deaver,
say hi. Say hello.
Good morning, Council. As Ms. Jennings said, I'm Kathleen Ryan, president of KMR Financial Network, located here in Georgetown. I have over 30 years in employee benefits experience, and the last 20 being specifically focused on employer benefits and 401k pensions and retirement plans. I'm currently very active in the community. In addition to having served on the Nanticoke board for a year, I also work with Dell Tech and teach adult education classes in both retirement planning and investments. I think I would be an excellent asset to the pension committee, and I look forward to serving at the pleasure of the council.
Thank you very much.
Any more questions?
No.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You, thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have
I'll
a
take
motion.
The vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I vote yes, and we'd be lucky to have her.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The next item is the third quarter financial report that was in your packet. If you look on the first sheet, which was our revenues, you can see that three of our building revenues are already over the annual budget. Those include the fire service fee, building inspections, and private road review inspections. And we've talked about this before, that the clerk of the peace is also over their budget for the year. So even three quarters in the year, we've seen that we've already met our budget. So our revenues are 8.64% over our budget. If you flip to the next page, which is our expenses, and we are in line. There's nothing here that anybody's over budget that I'm concerned with at the end of the year. Overall, our expenses are actually under budget 1.51%. So we're doing very well. So we're currently seeing revenues over expenditures of $3.8 million. If you look at our capital fund, you will see that we brought in so far $2.5 million in revenue, and part of that has to do with us moving some of our general fund money into the capital fund to start funding that. And we have about $4.7 million in expenses, so we are using $2.2 million of appropriated reserves, that are savings that we are creating from the other fund, to offset that. And lastly, I had put a synopsis of our building-related revenue in your packet, which I did the first quarter, just to show you the increases in our building related revenue. So you can see we're seeing an 18% increase from 2013, but if you look, just go back 2 years from 2012, we're seeing close to a 50% increase in these revenues, which you know, in over 1 year, it's $3.3 million increase and a $7 million increase over 2 years. So overall, again, over the previous year, we're seeing about an 18 to 20% increase.
Any questions, Mr. Jennings?
No, I appreciate her hard work and good work, and I'm glad to hear the good news. So, but that overage doesn't help us build any kind of infrastructure that I know of to help to serve the folks who are buying these homes. So I just think maybe in the future we should think about it.
Anything else for council? Mrs. Jennings, thank you very much.
Okay. And the last one is an investment policy revision. In February 2013, council approved the Federal Home Loan Board letters of credit to be used as collateral to secure our deposits. Typically, when letters of credits are used as collateral, they are valued at 100% of deposits. Letters of credits are not marginalized securities, and this means that they are valued at the face value and are not subject to fluctuations. When this agreement was signed, M&T thought that our investment policy would allow for letters of credits to be at 100% of our deposits. Since it does not, M&T has been manually adjusting our letters of credit to be 102%. I have reviewed state and county codes, spoke to our independent auditors, and reviewed GFOA best practices. It is acceptable to value all marginal securities at 102% and letters of credit at 100%. For example, the state of Delaware's investment policy states all securities pledged to collateral have a market value of 102%, while Federal Home Loan Board letters of credit are at 100%. The purpose of this change is to continue to, for us to allow deposit to be secured by Federal Home Loan Board letters of credit. Using this type of collateral provides us a liquid and non-volatile type of security. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, ma'am.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the acceptance of the Federal Home Loan letters of credit that are valued at 100% of county value assets.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. We got about 1 minute, looks like, before our next scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore, let's jump down the agenda to proposed zoning ordinance introductions.
Sure. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several, and the first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 133-16-7303. And I think there should probably be a decimal in that 73.03. And it is filed on behalf of Bruce Sentman, Jr., and District Number 5.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. Next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nursery and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 5.436 acres, more or less, tax map ID 133-5-26.00, filed on behalf of Olson Enterprises, Inc., and District Number 1.
I'll introduce it.
Those are the only ones, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Well, now it's now time for our next scheduled public hearing at 10:45. Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.